When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
I can just go from the middle.
Yeah, make it the same. But
have you watched the last RuPaul yet?
Yep.
Oof, it's a good one.
What happened again? I didn't take any notes.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't need them.
What happened?
Britta leaves.
Oh.
We can't say.
She didn't leave. Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry. Britta. I was thinking Jan. Yes. Britta was eliminated.
And it was like, we called it.
We called it. Yeah. Also, spoilers.
I realize that.
But it's like, what? It's Wednesday by the time this comes out.
Okay, start it again.
Really?
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to Get Over It, the only podcast in Australia with a gay and an Italian.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The only gay and Italian content coming out of Corona.
Corona period.
I have my period drink.
And I'm gay. Still. I'm still dealing with that.
So true.
So yeah. What?
So what? What do you want?
Well, look who showed up.
Do you know what I've been watching?
Yeah.
A YouTube video that talks about color theory.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For your body and your skin and your face and hair.
Oh, yeah. For like fashion and design.
For fashion and design.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, but I still don't fully get it.
Okay.
And that is sort of where I stand.
And that's that on that. What do you mean? Like, you don't understand, like, warm versus cold or
it's like
hot.
You gotta go, like, are you yellow undertones or pink undertones? I think I'm yellow.
Yeah.
Because I'm more bronzy.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like, I can only wear one red, like, either cool or warm. I can't really remember.
I think warm. If you're, mm-hmm. I think yellow, you go warm.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's, like, pretty easy. Once you're on one side.
Oh, all right.
Did you watch the video? Did you watch the masterclass?
And then there's just something called complexion, where you've got clear or you've got soft. Listen to this.
Oh.
I know. Soft is, like, if your hair and your skin are in the same vibe. So, like, the brown, dark brown like dark brown skin or like light brown hair, light brown skin, like blonde and your light blonde and your white, like the complexions are sort of like your hair and your face are like similar.
Okay.
That's soft. And then there's something called clear, which is, listen to this, you're pale, you have like a dark color hair, pale black hair.
Snow White.
Or if you're dark skinned and then you have bleach blonde hair. That's clear complexion, where your hair and your skin don't match opposite ends of the spectrum. Mm. And that also is something that affects what you should wear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
I should send you the video.
In terms of colors. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about colors and stuff. Like, oh my God. For the other day, or yesterday, mm-hmm. I like dressed up and mm-hmm. I wore that like green corduroy shirt that I have, mm-hmm. and I wore my like blue pants that I wore in that photo shoot. And the shirt is so big. I looked like Ben Caution in his suit for his show.
Mm.
Like, it was so baggy.
Funny.
And I was like, funny guy. Clown. Yeah. And I was just like, what? I don't know. I'm struggling with like what kind of like fit to wear.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know what feels good. You don't know what looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in high school and I was trying on jeans, or maybe it was middle school. I wore the baggiest fucking jeans I could find. Because they were really comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Baggy, really baggy jeans are really, really comfortable. They're like sweatpants, but make it denim.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
oh my God, you have to see my mom's jeggings.
Oh.
They're insane.
Does she wear them?
They're painted on.
Does she still wear them?
Oh yeah. She was wearing them the other day. They're like bright blue. I hate them.
Why?
I hate them. Jeggings are crazy.
Jeggings are like America. That's jeggings are my high school
it's
culture.
It's crazy. The way that it like, I hate like things that make your legs go like thick to thin. And I'm not saying I hate thick to thin legs. I have thick to thin legs, darling. I'm just saying like, I don't like that.
Thick
I
to
like
thin.
Make it a boot cut. Make it a straight.
Thin to thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, flare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crop. Like crop. Anything. Like, they're just so funny. They're so funny. Jeggings are crazy. It's like, you're not fooling anyone.
You're not wearing pants.
Oh, God. So anyways, the opposite of baggy jeans are jeggings. And that's just what it made me think of.
Jeggings. Yeah. Skinny jeans. All my clothes are getting really damp.
Okay. Do you want to know a secret?
Leave that. Let that go.
Sorry.
No comment on that. You don't need to respond to that.
Two separate things that came at the same time.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I think the secret is tailoring your clothes.
Tailoring? Like getting them tailored or having your mom?
No, you yourself becoming a tailor. And then
and you're sitting in your house with a noodle and a thread in your mouth, like smoking a cigarette.
I'm the happiest I've ever been. Now that I'm a tailor.
I cinched in the waist.
No, but that's something else I learned from this video.
But no one's getting their clothes tailored. Unless you're Timothy Chalamet and Saoirse Ronan.
Or
Eva Longoria.
Or
Kelly Ripa. I'll keep going. Courtney Cox.
That's what I was looking about. I was going to say, what's her name in Friends?
Monica Geller.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, no. I think for cheap, you can just do a few items.
Really?
Take them in. Get them taken in.
Like what? Jeans?
Jeans.
Get them taken in. Where? On the waist?
Yeah.
On the hips?
So she was explaining, like, she took up this picture of Kylie Jenner.
Mm.
And it was like a long, silky dress.
Mm.
And here's the tea about the dress. It like went under her boobs and then like it went in and was flat.
Yeah.
So it covers the, it comes up under the boobs and then drops down.
Sucked
right?
In.
And she was like, slunty. If you bought a dress like that off ASOS and it got shipped to your house and you put it on, it would be one line. It would go from your boobs down.
Straight down.
Straight down. Mm. So the secret is tailored.
It's tailored.
It's been edited.
Tailored.
And anyways, I think that when we come out of COVID, I'd like to try that with a few small pieces.
Oh my God, I bet that would be awesome.
And I think for you, that could work with some things.
Really?
I think it would work for everyone. It's like, take a few, you know how when you tried, I didn't know that it was possible.
I don't know what I'd ask for though. Take this t-shirt, make it really tight around my tits, and then baggy on my stomach.
I think they know what to do.
Really?
But that's why famous people look so good. Is because everything they have is made for their body.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is a good idea for you.
Tailoring.
And myself.
And yourself. Yeah. I think I won't ever do that. Unless I get really famous and rich.
Yeah, that's true. Me too.
But we'll add it to the list.
Something to think about.
Well, every episode we're like, here's a list of things we're going to do when we're really famous. We're just sort of manifesting that into the universe.
Yeah. It'll happen one day.
Yeah. It's nice to dream, I guess.
I guess.
Did I tell you I've been having a full spiral this weekend?
No.
In terms of health and wellness.
Oh yeah, you said you were eating a lot of chocolate.
A little bit, yeah. Well, I realized retrospectively that I think what I was doing when the virus started and the lockdown started was that I was just like, I need to I just like needed to like subconsciously I was like looking for like control of my life and to be like no, I'm all fine, everyone else is gonna lose their minds, I'm totally fine. And so what I did was I started a full-time job, awesome, and then I was working out like religiously, like literally every single day, and like eating like healthy and like being like one can of tuna and like
a bean
four jelly beans and then it lasted like 3 weeks. And then this weekend was like the breaking point because I finished work early on Thursday. And then I was just like, I just do not. It was even Wednesday. I was like, I just do not want to work out today. I just cannot be fucked. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm breaking all these rules. I'm going to be behind. It's going to be bad, whatever. And then like And then I'm just like, fuck it. And so I like bought like all this like Easter chocolate and like desserts and like pastries and shit. Mm. And then I just ate that for like, I just like literally ate everything near me for like 4 days.
Wow.
Just like I would like eat like McDonald's drive through and then like I'd like be at the supermarket and I'd be like also buy like chocolate and also buy like croissants and then like eat it on the way home, eat when I get home, eat like three. I bought vanilla yogurt and I just like ate spoonfuls of yogurt. Like I was just eating everything.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
That's what I'm fighting not to be every day. Like that is what my default is.
Really?
Every goddamn day. I could do that every day.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you feel sick though?
Yeah, of course. I'm sick.
I'm sick.
Yeah. For real. It's awful.
Yeah.
And then when I feel really sick, I then feel, and then it manifests in my head that I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. I'm literally going to die. I'm like, I've got cancer. I've got diabetes. I'm literally going to die tomorrow. And I did this to myself.
It's all over.
But that's, I find it really hard because it's just like, I have it in my head all the time that I want to eat. Like today, I was good girl. And I got up, I made myself a smoothie.
A salad.
Almost.
A goat's cheese salad.
Smoothie, and then I didn't have anything else. And then I had lunch, and I had like this like chicken with potato, sweet potato vibes.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. And then nothing. And then I got to like 3, 4, and I was on my laptop, and I was like, I really, like all day I'm like, I really want to eat chocolate. Because also when I watch a show, I need to, like, my brain is like, you need to eat.
Really? When you're watching a show?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
You're not like that? I think that's the perfect time.
I just haven't trained myself into it. Here's what I did is that I also ordered Uber Eats. I ordered my molten lava cake and ice cream from Cloud9. And what I really desperately wanted is to eat it while watching TV. Because that's the other thing I've been doing this weekend is just watching TV the whole weekend.
Yeah.
As opposed to the first 3 weeks of quarantine when I watched no TV at all, which was also bad. So then here's what happened. It showed up. The cake was cold. So put it in the microwave. And then it's like, it like exploded. And then it's like, eat it now because my room is really cold. So I had to like eat it in a second. So rather than like being able to like lay out in front of the TV and like watch and eat at the same time and like have an experience, it's like,
no,
scarf it down like a dog and then lay in bed with no food and be like, let's watch TV now.
Hey, so you know how you said you were eating for 4 days?
Yeah.
What are you doing when you're eating? Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Are you staring at a wall?
What I will do is that like if I buy something like takeaway, I'll like sit in my car and eat it and like listen to a podcast.
Right.
Or I will like at home, I'll just scroll on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I've just never been a person that can eat and not
watch something.
Just be alone and eat. Like I either need to be talking to someone on my phone, watching a show. That's it. Or I'd rather be dead. I can't.
Well, I'm going to put a gun in my head.
For real.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But they say that's really good to do. So you know what you're...
I have this really vivid memory of being on a school trip. I went on exchange to France. Humble brag. And...
Bonjour.
Sacre bleu. And I was on the plane with a good, really good friend of mine.
Humble brag.
I had friends in high school that we went to France together. And she was... We were on the plane and there was like meals on the plane because we were flying to France. And...
There it is again. I'm on a plane.
And she was like, you have screens, right? So I was like, I'm going to watch, you know, The Incredibles, whatever. And she was like, she's like, my mom, or either it was like her mom or like someone taught her. She like read somewhere. She was like, when you eat, you're supposed to only eat the food and do nothing else because it means that you'll appreciate the meal and like it means that it fills you up more and like that way you don't eat as much. And I was like, okay.
Did you turn off The Incredibles?
No, I watched. I watched Chicken Run, whatever. And I just think about that. Like, I think that like there's like a good place. I think there's somewhere in between.
Because
I think the path that she was sort of walking down is like, I'm going to eat half a grape. Yeah. If I really think about this grape, it feels like 10 grapes. Yeah. Which it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't, girl.
No.
Yeah,
I get it.
But that's just what that reminds me of.
It's a little bit like that. Yeah.
But I think what you've done is actually you've trained yourself the opposite way. Is that anytime you see a screen, your body is like the dog and you're
feed
like
me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that was like, oh my God, that was like in my first year of uni. I would get, I started drinking coffee because people were like, let's get coffee. As they do.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even like it, but I would drink it. And then, of course, I just got like used to the taste and I would put less sugar in it and I was drinking it and drinking it. And then just out of habit, I was buying like 2 coffees every day because it was just like what I did. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't even like I want a coffee. It was like it's the morning. I have to go buy a coffee.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even like I just trained myself. I was like, this is what I do. And it's like I think it's like things like that. It's like habits and like make those behaviors happen rather than like your body. Like your body doesn't actually need
no,
it.
No, of
or whatever.
Course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a crazy, like, connection that I think people can relate to. Like, think of the movies.
Oh,
you're eating when you watch the movie.
For me in the movies now, I've trained myself to a place where I have to have, ideal is a popcorn with butter and salt, obviously, and then a bag of Maltesers, and you eat them at the same time. So it's like the salty and the sweet, and then also a Coke.
Can you imagine I asked you to go watch a movie and you can't have snacks? You'd lose your mind.
Sucks.
You wouldn't even watch the movie. You wouldn't see it. You'd be watching, but you wouldn't. It wouldn't
it's
be going
no
in.
Fun. Yeah. It's like what? Water? You know?
No water.
No water. Dry mouth. The whole film. Start to finish.
It's The Irishman. You've got to be there for 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, no. That'd be a nightmare. Mm. Yeah. There's certain things it's just like, let me eat. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corona's gonna kill me. But at the same time, I'm like, what would I be doing different? Like, I can go outside for exercise.
Mm.
I guess I just can't, like, go to a library, which is where I go
to read all my books. My favorite thing is reading books.
To use a free internet. To log on.
To poop in the bathrooms there. To destroy the bathrooms.
To eavesdrop on all the little children talking.
What are you doing, kids? Yeah. I miss going to the movies. I miss going out, like, to bars. Not like, you know, I would like to try going out again, like socializing in a bar setting.
Yeah.
But it's too loud.
It is.
Turn the music down. Yeah. Everyone bring it down a notch.
You should come to the library with me. It's a lot quieter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you were talking before about being like, I'm in control, everything's fine, I think that just made me think of like when I've been reading all these materials and articles about people being like, you, when you're doing that, it's this thing about you're being a bit in denial. Like, it's okay to like let go and collectively be a part of what is happening because 100%. Things are not normal. So it is normal for you to be affected, but it makes sense why we do that as humans.
Yeah. It's like one of those classic things where I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I was doing this. And at the time I was like, I'm so normal.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm different from everyone else. Everyone else is freaking out. Me, I'm normal. I'm different. I'm a cool girl. And then you look back and you're like, you're crazy, girl. You're crazy. And no one said anything. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And then I have this crazy weekend where I've just like, I'm just like watching, eating. Like, it's like all the other way. And then I think I have a hard time going in between.
Me too.
Girl. Yeah. I'm like, either I'm like, I will never have a glass of wine because it has calories in it. Or I'm like, I'm addicted to alcohol.
That is for real me.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone sort of does it.
I think normal people just like, not normal people, but people who understand balance, they have like a glass of Pinot Grigio with dinner. You know?
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
I'm either like vomiting at the end of the night, pissing myself in a gutter.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, not tonight.
Yeah. Or I'm like, I'm leaving.
I'm water. I'm water girl and I'm leaving.
Yeah. I'm full of water. I've had enough water.
I'm logging myself in the bathroom vibes so I don't have to talk to anyone.
I hate everyone here.
Yeah, I want to be in moderation so bad because then what kicks in is like the voices that are like, it's like about willpower. It's about, what's that thing if you don't do something? Like self...
What?
Self-restraint?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of like...
Chastity.
Yeah, don't fuck me.
Virgin. Never been touched vibes.
Madonna.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I don't know. Like, so it should be all... So much of everything maybe is like all or nothing.
Mm. It's so hard. It's so hard because it's like what feels good. It's like sometimes you want to do what feels good because it's like what feels right.
That's the thought that came when I was like, if I don't have chocolate, like that's what goes through my head where I'm like, why can't I? Why do I have to? That's where I'm flip-flopping. Mm. I'm flip-flopping being like, this is how I... I'm better, and like I've got all this negative self-talk being like, oh, blah blah blah, why are you relying on this, you weak bitch, like you don't need to have a biscuit,
yeah,
like whatever. and then when I'm on the other side of being like, I'm craving it so much, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? It's my life. I got a biscuit, and that means I'm a bad person,
right? Yeah,
it's just like you cannot win.
No, there's no in between. Yeah, I think I'm gonna talk to my therapist about it this Wednesday, because it's like just being like, what the fuck is going on?
What is the hell? You don't want to be in my head.
No. I think about, like, how funny it would be. Like, I have never spoken to anyone so horribly in my life as my brain, like, as I do to myself in my head.
Yeah.
Like, to eat an Easter egg on the day of Easter Sunday for our Lord, and the man in my head is going, you stupid, ugly bitch. Yeah. You're so dumb. Like,
I'm standing in front of a firing squad, and they're all me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having nightmares where I'm being murdered and it's me in the mask.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's. And I just.
For what? For
don't
what?
Know how to even change it.
How does
and then
this
it
benefit
feels like
us?
If I'm like, I'm going to feel good today, it feels fake.
Mm.
It feels like I'm like, I see you, bitch. You're being fake. That's not real.
We know you. You're not actually happy. All right. You can't pretend to be happy. Literally the only time that I feel happy and fine is like when I'm like
when I'm dead,
when I'm drunk or dead, when I'm unconscious in my bed. Not even when I'm unconscious. When I'm unconscious, I'm having nightmares. I'm always on the clock.
Either when I'm in a coma or I'm in the ground.
I need to be medically sedated. I can't even be let to sleep. I have to be knocked unconscious. No brain activity.
Oh, that's so funny.
For real. It's when I'm laughing with you. You looked at me like... I don't know what that was. Like a dead rat.
Sorry, don't mind me. I'm going to put some lip balm
okay. Your Fenty.
My lips were dry today, and I was like,
my lips have been dry.
Drinking enough water.
Me too.
That's another thing to add to the never-ending to-do list of my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make me happy.
Oh.
I would love to know what everyone else is thinking. Like, I'd love to know what a businesswoman is thinking.
She's thinking, how are numbers looking today? I gotta got another pencil skirt to wear at home.
I'm getting a divorce.
I'm getting. Yeah.
No.
A businesswoman. Here's the thing. I think it takes distracting yourself with other things. You know what I mean?
Drugs.
Drugs. messy relationships. You know?
Dying your
contacting
hair.
Your ex-boyfriend.
Contact lenses. Just anything you can get.
Colored sunglasses. Shaving your head. Culottes. Pencil skirts. Mules. Buying a bike. Learning to rollerblade.
Tooth gap.
We're doing everything we can. Tooth gap. The London look. We're doing everything in our power to distract ourselves from the voices in our own heads.
Yeah. Some. I just wonder, maybe that's what it is. It's like, it's so heavy carrying around all the voices. I feel like what they teach you, because I just read this book, Humble Brag. No, I read, what's his name? Osher Gunsberg's biography.
Sure. Was it good?
Called Back After the Break. Now, you may be wondering, why, Conchetta, are you reading about him?
Yeah.
Well, I have a crush, okay? No, because he, you know, he did his book launch at Giant Dwarf and I used to work there and I sort of took a book.
Oh, yeah. For free?
So I, yes.
I stole it.
Under the table vibes. And I just wanted to read it because, you know, whatever. And that man, John, deals with severe mental health issues, anxiety, depression, would have psychoses.
What?
Was an alcoholic.
Psychoses?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like on
drug
medication?
Addiction. Yeah, now he is. Mm. Drug addiction, drinking addiction, like actually psycho, all the while continuing sort of an up and down career in show business.
He hosts The Bachelorette.
Absolutely.
Right?
Uh-huh. And, well, it just the way he talked about it, there was something about it that was a little bit comforting in the sense that sometimes when I feel like everything seems easy and everything, like, for other people, everything seems easy and it's like everyone's like slaying and positive and loves themselves and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And here's a man who's like battling such like severe, like all this shit and could still like kind of keep going. And then anyways, he's come out on the other side and now he's like done all the work and he still like has to do a lot of, he has regular appointments and that kind of stuff and he's sober completely and all that sort of shit. But it just makes me think about like how heavy it is to carry everything in your brain.
Mm.
And a lot of things that like stops that are being medicated and stuff, it like helps drown out the, but that's why, because it's so, oh, and what I was trying to say is I think when I read about like meditation and stuff, what they talk about is that it's like letting the thought go without giving the thought weight.
Yes.
So it's just say a thought go by. It's like, you fugly bitch. It just like floats by and you're like,
you whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone shouting it from afar.
Your body's so gross. It should be illegal.
Illegal in a museum or something. And in a freak museum.
Freak
and so
museum.
Then you just sort of like let it go without being like, you're right, I am, and this means I should.
Yeah, or being like, how do I figure this out?
Yeah, how do I fix it? How do I figure it out?
And I'm
I
think figure it out,
I'm
girl.
In figure it out girl, and I'm also like feel bad girl. And
do you do meditation?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did on and off here and there. Mm-hmm. I have the Headspace app.
Yeah,
I just
me
haven't,
too.
I haven't really kept on it. But the app is pretty good. It's I get really easily like being like, am I doing it enough? Am I doing it right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like the app is like, don't think that.
Can you stop?
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, meditation's good. That's crazy from Usher. I didn't know that about him. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Totally whoa. And it's really good that he's talking about it.
That's huge. It's
because
good
he'd have a lot of basic listener people, lovers, like
absolutely,
fans.
Yeah. And they wouldn't have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a thing on like, oh my God, some comedian or something was like doing an Instagram. Maybe it was Josh Thomas was like, on his he's been on Instagram Live a lot and he's been like answering a lot of questions on his Instagram and one of them was like, have you suffered from like significant like mental health problems in your life, like depression or anything? And he was like, me personally, like not really, no, but like, yeah,
okay, goodbye. Thanks.
Have a good one. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
imagine that.
I know. They're the weird ones. You guys are being weird.
What? Yeah. But I don't. I also don't agree that it's like you have to have that to be like special and cool because he's great and funny.
No,
and
no, I don't think that at all.
But it's like,
that's what you want
to
be.
Interesting, I guess.
It's just interesting to think that
some people
are like,
I guess
chill.
It doesn't really make it doesn't. Yeah, it's just different. Their experience is just different.
I feel like I think I asked Ben the other day, I was like, do you ever get anxiety? And he's like, no. And I was
like, no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But he gets like nervous. That's
yeah,
different.
Yeah, that's
though.
Different. He gets scared.
He gets hungry, right? No, that's different.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I was like, well.
Oh, man. Yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, that sort of changed everything.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I find it hard to even talk about it to people. Like, I don't want to make the conversation like weird for other people. Like,
what do you mean?
To bring it up. Like, my family growing up with, like, even though they know that I have like lost my mind 7 million times and disappeared to the brink of reality and come back, they're like, my dad's still like, talks about like, he's like a family friend's daughter or something. He's like, I think she said she had depression or something. I don't know. Like something that's like not real. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, or it always seemed like not real growing up. Like I was like, oh my God, like people don't really like get depressed or like become alcoholics or whatever. But they do.
I just read it. Mum made me read this article this morning that was in some Sunday magazine. And it is literally an article about this lady who's a writer who talks about how she has depression where she cannot get out of bed. She cannot do like any. It was just like we hear that. But then to read someone really just like speaking about it personally for themselves. And just so dark. And the whole article is about how her dog, she's a dog that when that happens, he like, it's like a therapy dog. And he just like jumps on her and lays on her chest and like won't leave because he knows. And he only does it when she's like in bed because she can't, when she's like having a day and then she goes to bed because she can't handle it.
Yeah.
And just talked about that meaningful relationship and also her partner who like looks after her. And it was just so... like it was just so, I don't know, I just hadn't read something like that in a while of being like, there are even people who have it worse off than me. Yeah. I mean, there's times for sure when I don't want to leave the bed and stuff, but it's like a real thing. And yeah. Then even in my head it kicked in, I could picture someone reading that and being like, you bitch, like get over it, get up. Like really, I think some people take mental health to be like that. It's like, you're not dead, you don't have a broken leg, like what's so bad about your life? And that is maybe somewhere in all of us sometimes, which like challenges this notion that you're like a snowflake. You know what? That the little voice, the shouting voice of being like, I don't know.
That being like, everything you're feeling is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like you're not allowed to feel like this. Why aren't you
getting up and
going and like, for a if bike you explained ride. How you're feeling to someone or like, why didn't you do this thing? And you like tried to say that, they'd be like, that's fucking insane. You're a bitch. Go do your push-ups, slut.
A little bit, yeah. And I thought it was nice my mom made me read it.
That is nice. I did that when I was in high school. I was like in bed for like for like a few weeks because I was like, it was easier for me to be asleep than it was to be awake.
Yeah, that's so, what she talked about. She's like, the only time I'd have peace is when I'm asleep.
And I had like no dreams like at all. So it was Blackout. And then like I definitely like ate a little bit like here and there. But it wasn't even about like eating or food or anything. I think it was just because I was like, I'm gay. And so I was like, what? And I was just so depressed. I was like, my whole life's over. And I was like failing my subjects at school. And then like, of course, like I was missing school because I was quote unquote sick. I was like, I'm sick. And then knowing that like missing more days of school, it was like mounting and mounting. And like, I was missing swimming and everything, and it was crazy. It's crazy to think about like that. Like I used to do that. I did that at uni a bit. I don't really do that anymore. Like I, every now and then, like I find that now I have like more anxiety that like if I'm in a really bad place, like randomly, or like the instinct will be like, if it's, I'll know if it's really bad if I'm just like, I need to go home right now. Like I've had situations where I like that, where I literally like got an Uber home from wherever I was, whatever I was doing, and just like got home and like went into bed because I was just like, it's crazy. That's like, that's how like your body reacts. I guess it's like a protection thing, like just to be like, I can't be hurt or whatever. But yeah,
get me out of here. I do this thing. I don't know if I've told you, but I think it's another thing when you talked about having control in your life. A thing that I will do is I will be in the mirror and I will pop all pimple, and not just pimples, like I'll pick at blackheads. It's like picking at my face and not just like normal, like get a hot cloth and put it between your fingers and pop it after the shower. It's like not like that.
Yeah,
it's
no
like,
nails, just apply gentle pressure.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking nails, hammers, whatever I can get my hands on.
Nice.
To sort of rip everything out.
Yeah.
And it's, and it's, and I know that it's like, I sort of zone out and just, I have to do it. And then when it's done and I look in the mirror, I want to literally die because your face looks red and
red
awful,
and you have marks.
Marks. Yeah. And it takes days to heal. And that's something I did a lot when I was back at home with dad and everyone. And I was in like year 12 and things were awful. And it would mean like, I would have like Vaseline on my face to like make it heal. And it made me just like, my hair would be all greasy and I wanted to just die. I was like, I couldn't look worse. And it's your face, which is what everyone sees. I wouldn't, it's, and so anyways, that can sometimes happen now. And I forget that it it must be like something that I do when I need to zone in on something and control something, even though it's like not a helpful way of control of controlling something. It's just a thing that I do, and I will get so anxious and then be like, I can't leave the house. I don't want to do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and that's just like a small manifestation of that. And I think I once looked it up and I found a community of like all these people who did it as well. And it like, but then I think I got too scared of it being a thing.
Yeah.
So I just like absolutely zoned, got out of there.
It's hard with like the, I was like,
that's not me.
No. Yeah. It's hard with like when things, trying to like identify things as like a thing, because like, I spent like all of high school like constantly Googling like, I have bipolar disorder. I'm doing this. I'm crazy. And I like early in my therapy, that was the thing I was like so obsessed with. I was
labeling.
Like, yeah, I was labeling, being like, what's the thing that's wrong with me? Because it's not me. Like, there's something wrong with me that's like not my fault, but like something's happened or whatever. And my therapist was like, do you think it would actually make you feel any better if I told you like this is what's wrong with you? And I was like, I guess not. And he was like, well, there you go.
That's your answer. Now get out of here. That's $150.
Good luck. All right. Yeah. And that was helpful because I don't really do that anymore, is try to like put a thing on my problem. I think I'm much better at being like, of taking it instance by instance and like moment by moment, and then just like breaking it down to like breathe, be like present, let the thoughts go or whatever. Or letting it happen and then, like, not judging it and feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's tough. I did the pimple thing as well in high school. I had much worse skin, though, in high school than I do now. So I can't really... And I know... And I gave myself really bad marks on my face. Like, I used to have, like, some, like, scars on my face. And I used to just, like... Oh, my God, it was so painful. Like, I would just, like, destroy my face.
Yeah.
But it was, like... Yeah, it was, I think part of it doing it as well is I was like, you deserve this because your skin is disgusting. Like, you have all this dirty, like, you're dirty.
You're
like,
dirty.
You need to, like, you're going to try and get rid of the dirt and, like, it's supposed to hurt because, like, whatever. That I was literally that girl in high school that was like, pain is weakness leaving the body.
Beauty is pain.
I was like, I deserve to feel bad.
Shit.
It's no good.
No.
Why can't we just be chill? Why can't we be like GG good on RuPaul's Drag Race?
I know. Where's her trauma?
She's really skinny.
Yeah.
What's that about?
What's that about? She also has a really supportive mom.
Yeah. What's up with that? Where'd that come from?
Check your privilege,
good
bitch.
Good teeth, girl. Good teeth bleaching or something? What's going on?
Do you think she's going to win?
I think she'll go top three. And
People said that it was like Aquaria.
She won those challenges, but it's like boring Easter.
I know.
To be us.
I want it to be random Easter.
I want it to be... I've been absolutely going off saying... I have to give credit to Catherine Cohen. That's what Cohenism is, adding Easter to things.
It's so funny.
I can't stop doing it.
It's funny because I don't listen to the podcast, but whatever you say flows. So it's like Catherine goes through you to me, and sometimes I don't even know.
It's so funny and like it's just so catchy, and it's like so it's just good. A lovely way to speak.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Did you make up Gorgina?
No, that's Pat Regan. Yeah.
I love Gorgina. It's so funny.
Yeah it's I have never had a single original thought in my life.
Why don't we make one up? Boomba.
Boomba. That's so Boomba. Don't you even Boomba? They did that. She ate that. The way she ate that.
Don't you even Boomba?
Don't Boomba me right now. All right. Oh no.
It's good.
Boomba. Keep it. Write that down.
It's as simple as that.
We're getting a t-shirt that says Boomba. On the back it says get over it with John Robles. On the front it just says Boomba. But in like italic, thick italic, like red shirt, silver gray writing. Boomba.
And people are being like, what is that, a Roomba? And it's like, no.
It's from my
Wait till favorite. You hear this. That's so funny. Yeah, it's fun to play with language.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. When I was in first year uni, my friends and I, we all did that thing where it was like, we like shortened everything.
That's cool.
We're like abreeves. We do abreeves. We're like, are you going to the par tonight?
That's
the
crazy. Party. Are you going to the poo?
I was like, I'm so draw. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Me and Lauren, when we went on that like stand-up trip, we committed for like part of the week to learning what's that language where it's like
Pig Latin?
Yeah. That.
Yeah. I can't do Pig Latin. It's too much thinking.
It's so much thinking.
It's like,
I mean, lots of languages thinking.
No, but Pig Latin is like every word is different. It's like take a word, make it different. That's how it is.
Make it difficult.
Yeah. Whereas, like, at least with Spanish, it's like everything's different. But something everything sounds kind of similar, so besos. It's like. Yeah, besos. Everything's besos. Hola, besos. You know?
Besos. On the front, back, get up. Genre, place, Jenna Chris.
One t-shirt is red and it says Boomba. The other one's blue and it says besos. That's mine. I'm blue.
And I'm Boomba. What about Vibes? Is that...
Vibes is Sikh treatment as well.
Oh my God.
I've never had a single original thought in my life. Watch every stand-up set I've ever done. I've poached all my jokes from Fletcher Lowe and...
My whole set is Andrew Hastings.
Alan Rutledge wrote everything I've ever said on this podcast. Do you know who Evil Harry Jun is?
Alan.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really supportive. Oh. He likes every tweet I've ever posted, like within a minute of me posting it.
That's so nice.
I don't know if he has notifications turned on or something, but...
Is he following me or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that account's really funny.
He's really good. He's one of the joke writers. Like, him, Beck Melrose, I can't think of another person right now.
Becky?
But, I mean, Becky's a good joke writer, but... But Becky's, like, very Becky.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I think, like, Alan and Beck could write for anything.
That's
like,
true.
They should be writing for TV.
Yeah.
They should be, you know.
Yeah.
They're, like, so good. I watched she did that, like, lounge sessions thing. And her material, she, like, did new material. And I was like, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
She's just, a material writing machine. Robot sent from hell to make us laugh.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I love that. She's got talent.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a single thought during this vibe.
Nothing good.
Nothing good. Nothing worth saying. In my head I'm like, maybe it's part of the live vibe and things that will pick up again. Maybe it doesn't really feel like living. I'm not really sure.
Wait, what do you mean? The live vibe?
I mean, like, once you can get on stage, maybe that will that's when things will feel normal again. But right now I'm like, I don't have anything to say.
It just doesn't feel like... Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about it for me and I was like in my car, like thinking about things that I miss. And I was like, I miss live performing. And I was like, actually, for a lot of me doing stand-up is just me being like, what are my jokes? Oh my God, wait, I have to memorize my material. Oh, I got on stage and then this was good and this was good and this was not good. Like, it's not... I'm finding that, like, being able to make... I've really enjoyed thinking about, like, the possibilities and, like, getting a new lease on, like, what I can make or do that is fun now. Mm-hmm. And I am enjoying that, like, the rules are different. That, like, you can do different kookier stuff and it doesn't feel like... Yeah. I'm like, really evaluating, like... What is performing to me? What do I like about it? Doing like stand-up comedy, whatever. So I think about like Luke Joseph Ryan. I love what he does.
Yeah,
like,
on stage.
Because I remember that for a period of time, I would watch his sets. And you know when he like does that thing where he like pretends to have a breakdown and then like, and makes it very like specific to like what's happening in the moment, whatever. Yeah. And he's like doing improv. I remember watching those sets and being like, oh, he just wasted his set. Like, he didn't get to, like, practice his material. Like, he, like,
oh.
And I was like, But then, like, looking back, I was like, no, what he's doing is an amazing performance live for this audience.
Yeah.
He's setting a world on fire.
It's different.
It's different. And it's like, yeah.
And it's not less than.
It's not less than. Yeah. I was so, I have that thing in my head of like.
Yeah, what stand-up is.
To do comedy live, you have to be like writing material. You have to be like the smartest girly in the library.
Yeah.
You have to be like girl with a pen on her mouth, mm-hmm. the cafe. And then mm-hmm. it's like, get on stage, say it the same every time. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Coachella, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's my joke. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's never fun, I think, for me a bit.
Yeah, I don't think it is for me
It's not that
either.
Good. It's the best. Because it's like...
maybe because that's all we see in Australia.
Maybe, yeah.
That's
it's
all
very
there
common.
Is. That's all that goes global a bit.
Mm.
Unless you're Randy. A
puppet.
A puppet.
What does Randy do? Doesn't he tell jokes?
I don't know.
I've never seen Randy.
Me neither. But like, what else is different? If you sing songs and musicals.
Sing songs, yeah. And then even, like, singing songs, like, I don't know, yeah. Yeah. It's like, what do I like? Oh, I feel like all I can do is just, like, be inspired by the things that I like. Like, I just have to be so grateful that there are things at a certain moment in time that are, like, making me happy and inspired. And, like, one of those is, like, Meg Stalter.
Oh, she's great.
Loving what her doing.
Did you see
she's
today
at the moment.
Aunt?
I haven't watched that video.
Oh, it's really funny.
Is it really funny?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's so great when someone like makes something good and you're like, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Check. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Mm. We're asleep.
Sorry, guys. We fell asleep. How long has it been?
It's been 46 minutes. Do you guys know that song? Message me if you know that song.
That's so funny.
Do you know that song?
My sister just sent me a photo of a funnel web.
Oh,
do you want to see?
Oh my god.
I didn't know they were real.
It's huge. It's black.
Yeah.
Where's
okay,
that?
Oh my god, guess what?
What?
That should be the art.
The funnel web?
Maybe.
No, I don't like spiders.
Okay, fine.
Sorry to be a no butt girl.
No, that's fine.
We'll think of something.
We'll think of something else. Should we keep going or leave it?
I guess why not leave it? Because we've been doing kind of 50-minute-ish vibes.
That's good.
But do you guys let me know if that you know that song?
That was a really funny joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I get on stage and I do it exactly. I do that all the time. I do something funny one time and then try to do it exactly the same again. Everyone's like, what? Because that's how it works. You got to be in the moment, girly.
You got to be in the moment.
Let it go.
Mm. Live.
Live. And also, can I just say, Jan did not deserve to win this week.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
That's true. Did people say, people say she was robbed.
Everyone's like, she was robbed, blah, 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 blah.
Nah.
Guess what? When I watched her on stage, was she singing? Yes. Was she dancing? Yes. Was she sparkling? No.
No.
There's no sparkle.
No, no, no.
There's no sparkle. That'll cut it on Broadway, girly. But not on RuPaul's Drag Race.
No. Yeah, that's true. It's sad.
Yeah.
Who's going next?
Who's going next? Who's going home next? I literally, every time I have to think about who's on RuPaul's Drag Race, I forget.
Can we talk about how hot? Also, that made me be like, okay, Madonna's a bad bitch.
Oh, yeah. She is a bad bitch.
I've slept on her because I'm late to the game.
I'm late to the game as well. I've never invested. I want to like watch the movie.
She was like their Lady Gaga.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Me and Madonna, I only got to see her when she was like, I'm adopting kids. I'm donating to Africa.
That's so true. I'm like, forget it.
And my parents are like, she's crazy.
She might leave.
I know. I think that
Crystal Method.
Crystal Method will probably go home soon.
Heidi.
Oh,
we don't
want
her to.
I want Heidi to go like top five.
I know she should.
Give me top
five.
Okay,
Jada Hall was so
she was so
hot
and so good. She deserved to be in the top.
Yeah,
to be in the top
she
for sure.
Fantastic.
Top three. Yeah,
I was like that. Just sick.
I think she's not getting like a narrative.
She's gonna leave.
Oh, Widow's gotta go. Yeah, Widow's next. I think
mm-hmm.
put her on the chopping block. It's just a bit sailing average. Next lip sync, Widow versus Crystal. Or, you know what I'd love to see? Here's what I'd love to see on the show. I'd love to see Jada Essence Hall get a narrative
mm-hmm.
because she deserves to be celebrated for mm-hmm. being literally amazing. I would love to see Gigi Good have like a spectacular fail moment where she has to like claw herself up from like a lip sync. I would love to see a giant rivalry happen where two people have to lip sync. That would be awesome. But there's not really any rivalries left in the show, kind of.
Yeah.
No one's like really angry at each other. And I think Cherry Pie is going to go top four or top three, maybe.
Oh, yeah. We keep forgetting.
Because she's so good. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, she's real so good. Yeah. Yeah.
I want all those things too.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Me too. Good show. Good show. Awesome.
Great show. Great guests.
Yeah.
I would have loved if they had Madonna.
I know. Big get, though. She'd probably be expensive.
As if. No way.
Yeah. They're not getting, you know, movie stars.
That's true.
They're not getting, like, super expensive people. They haven't had, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, Britney Spears. They did get Nicki Minaj, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And once Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Gaga. Love
That's
Gaga.
That's a huge get.
Huge get.
I guess they have to be, like, queer vibes.
Yeah. I don't think they could. I think the person cannot upstage Rue. Or, yeah. And Madonna would upstage Rue. You know? Britney Spears would upstage Rue.
What about...
Also, have you noticed that Rue wears colored contacts now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He listened to that.
But it's crazy, but it's working. Because RuPaul is good. RuPaul, so it's like RuPaul's wearing colored contacts, I'm wearing colored contacts.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. A lot of the time, colored contacts wear people, but RuPaul wears.
RuPaul is wearing colored contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was I thinking would be a good get?
For a judge.
What about Cardi B?
Oh, yeah.
Too big?
They already had Nicki, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they... I feel like the people, the gays at RuPaul's Drag Race cutting room floor are like, we stand Nicki, not Cardi.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It couldn't do it in the same season.
What about ScarJo?
Why would Scarlett Johansson... what would she have to say?
She loves drag.
It's like when they do like the intros and it's like, and Scarlett Johansson is here. And she's like, it's great to be here, Rue.
Married story.
When I was on the set of that movie with Adam Driver. And she's like, and then Rue is like, I'm going to have to give you a divorce. Like, it's always...
Rue's funny.
It's not, yeah.
Rue really brings it home.
Mm.
Who's going to be next?
Widow Von Du.
No, the judges.
Who's the next judge? I don't know.
Mm.
It's like some gay guy who's like a comedian, I bet.
Mm.
And then a woman.
Some lady.
Some lady from the side of the road. Scarlett Johansson. Right. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And Michael Moore.
And Michael Bublé. Diane Keaton.
And
Patti LuPone.
Jack Nicholson.
And Jack Nicholson. Starring in RuPaul's Drag Race. Did you see RuPaul's Drag Race Celebrity?
Oh my God, that looks awesome.
I think it looks awesome.
It looks freaking
awesome. It looks bad but awesome.
When does it come out?
Literally right after this season. So make it more Drag Race.
It's freaking awesome.
And guess what? We need it, girl. We're going to watch it every day.
I
thank
need
the
it.
Lord.
In
yeah.
my veins.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be average. Did you watch Drag You?
No. What's that?
It was like, oh my God. So it was every week there were three, they would take three straight women. I think they're always straight or women, whatever. Women. And they would be like, every episode they'd have like a theme, so it'd be like, all three of these ladies are sad,
lonely,
they're lonely and they have no one pounding their pussies. And then the girls would be like, I feel ugly. And then they would get assigned a drag queen mentor, like Raven or Jujubee or whatever,
yeah.
And they would like drag them up and teach them how to like walk in heels and like wear earrings and stuff.
Teach them live on.
Teach them how to put on mascara.
Yeah.
And then they would have them like lip sync, and then one of them would be the winner and she would get like money, and they would be, or maybe
she'd get a face mask,
a facelift and a boob job. Tits. And they were like and every episode they would be like, the women would be like, I learned how to be fierce from these drag queens. Yeah, it wasn't that good, but it just made me think of Celebrity Drag Race, because it's like, take people who kind of really don't know anything about drag and That's the. I think.
Wait, I thought Celebrity Drag Race is queens.
I got the impression that it was celebrities. No. Yeah.
Like Cardi B.
Not like that expensive.
I know. I know.
Make the budget cheaper.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, so I just thought it was like really good drag queens doing it, but
maybe actually I don't know. That's just what I assumed.
Right.
Are you Googling it?
I'm trying to look it up.
Oh, God, I just squeezed a big. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. This one. Secret Celeb Drag Race. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think it's Randomistas. Card carrying Randomistas.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die. You know who I bet one of them's going to be? From the, like, WOG show of, like, I'm Italian. That one.
What?
No, the one where it's like the girl, she's like
Guy Fieri.
No.
A woman?
They're like on the bay. They're on the boardwalk.
The
they're
OC? From,
no.
Oh, WOG. Like Lisa Rinna or
no,
something.
No, no.
Like a housewife?
Like the girls and the guys, they live together.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey
Snooki,
Shore.
Snooki, yes.
One of them is going to be from
yes.
Jersey.
Yes. Oh my God, I love Jersey Shore. Yeah. Yeah, get Snooki in there. She'd be awesome. She'd be like, you guys, I wear nails like this anyway. Like, whatever.
Yeah. So this is what month? 24th or the 4th?
This month. We're in the 4th month of the year. Slunty.
Oh my God, that's going to be amazing. Great.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Well, I think that's that on that.
That's that on that.
Yeah. It was kind of a sad.
It's a sad ep.
Not sad, but introspective.
Yeah.
These are our feelings.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a gimmick next time.
Let's get a wacky horn every time we say something. Honk.
Okay, John, we're going to throw water balloons at each other and play truth or dare. Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to drink something that makes me vomit. When's it going to happen?
I'm going to drink acid. Okay, let's go.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, whatever. I think maybe me lying down isn't great.
I'm sitting up.
Yeah, and I'm lying. Good night. I'm doing the app. You know, business and pleasure. Maybe we could record somewhere different.
Things change. Yeah, in my car. In my Mazda 2. Yeah. My electric blue Mazda 2.
In a park. Illegal.
Illegal park. I don't know if podcasting is an essential activity
it's
to
not.
Do in public. Yeah.
It's actually encouraged to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try something different.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, well, good night.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, be well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.